SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, no clear timeline for the Makarrata Commission on Indigenous truth-telling, hopes China's ban on Australian rock lobster could be about to end, and in sport, Denmark confident of causing an upset as the European Football Championship moves into the knockout stage. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunil Awosti. The status of a Makarrata Commission tasked with Indigenous truth-telling is still in limbo, with the Minister for Indigenous Australians saying the government is working with community leaders on the next steps. Makarrata is a Yolngu word meaning a coming together after a struggle. A legislated Makarrata Commission to supervise agreement-making and truth-telling was one of the goals outlined in the 2017 Uluru Statement from the Heart. Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney says the federal budget funds allocated for the commission are still in place and time is being taken to ensure the right approach is taken.
I have been to remote places. I've been to city places. In fact, the week before last, I was in Broome. And what First Nations people are saying to me is that we need time to think about the next steps. The Albanese government and myself are busily getting on with billions of dollars of investment into housing, into education, and into jobs.
Federal Trade Minister Don Farrell says China's ban on Australian rock lobster is nearing an end. South Australia is getting ready for the lucrative market to reopen, with the state government announcing a $475,000 funding package to help the industry restore ties with Chinese buyers. South Australia's seafood industry has been heavily impacted by the ban. Total exports of southern rock lobsters have gone from being worth $80 million per year to $30 million per year. Mr. Farrell says the recent visit to Australia by Chinese Premier Li Cheng will help speed up the end of the ban. The New South Wales government has welcomed millions of dollars in federal government funding to support the rollout of up to 370 community batteries across Australia. The independent agency that manages renewable energy programs has conditionally approved up to $143 million to support round one of the community battery project. The agency says the infrastructure will expand rooftop solar capacity, reduce emissions, and reduce electricity costs for consumers. New South Wales Energy Minister Penny Sharp says the announcement will accelerate the renewable energy transition.
In New South Wales, we are well underway with the energy transition. 35% of our energy is already sourced from renewable energy. Community batteries like this show the community that it's there. They also can tap into the benefits. They can plug their EV in, you know, behind the battery. It's an exciting day for the community, but it's another really important demonstration of how far the transition is going and how well it's going in Australia, and we just need to keep doing it.
A man has been arrested after a woman was found dead at a home in northern New South Wales. Police were called to a house in the Northern Rivers town of Casino in the early hours of this morning over welfare concerns. A 31-year-old man who was believed to have known the woman has been arrested and taken to Lismore Police Station for questioning. The woman, aged in her 40s but yet to be formally identified, is believed to have died at the house. All aspects of the incident, including the police response, are being investigated. There's been a fire at a coal mine in central Queensland. Resources Safety Health Queensland says it was notified of an ignition of methane at the Grosvenor coal mine near Moranbah. All workers are safe, but the mine remains closed until it can be declared safe by mine inspectors. The mine is run by the company Anglo American. The Mining and Energy Union says it will conduct its own investigation into the incident. Five workers suffered extensive burns after a gas explosion at the Grosvenor mine in May of 2020. US President Joe Biden is in damage control after his performance in the first presidential election debate. Many on Mr. Biden's own side of US politics have expressed despair over his verbal stumbles and meandering responses in the debate, with some of his fellow Democratic Party members saying another candidate should replace him as the party's presidential candidate. Mr. Biden has returned to the campaign trail, telling supporters he isn't going anywhere. Speaking at a rally in the state of North Carolina, 81-year-old Mr. Biden has acknowledged concerns about his age, but says his problems are not so great that they cannot be overcome.
I know I'm not a young man. State the obvious. Well, I know. I don't walk as easy as I used to. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth. And I know, like millions of Americans know, when you get knocked down, you get back up.
In football, Denmark are confident of causing a massive upset in the round of 16 of the European Championship, despite possibly missing a key player. The Danes will start their clash with hosts Germany in Dortmund tomorrow morning as big underdogs. They didn't win a game in the group stage of the competition, drawing all three of their matches. And coach Kasper Hulmand has revealed veteran playmaker Christian Eriksen has a stomach complaint and may not be able to play. But Hulmand says his team is embracing the mentality of being outsiders, referencing their shock run to winning the tournament in 1992. He says Germany has to be quite wary of his side.
I said it before the tournament started that I considered Germany one of the favourites. Just too bad they are playing us tomorrow. We also have a great team, so they have to be very, very good tomorrow to beat us.
The other game tomorrow morning on the opening day of the knockout stage sees defending champions Italy play Switzerland in Berlin. I'm Sunila Wasti. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.